Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
When you want to succeed as bad as you want to breathe, then you'll be successful.
Get ready to discover, develop, and monetize your skills and talents with Terry Wilson.
Thank you, Christopher B. This is Terry Wilson, and you are listening to TerryWilson3.com, episode number 190. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever just, really shunned away from sales? Thought, man, that's just for people with those personalities like Terry that don't mind, just sticking, their nose out there. And then if someone says no, they just come back the next day because they're so optimistic and it doesn't bother them for rejection. It doesn't bother them for someone to say no. It doesn't. The pressures don't bother them. I could just never do that because let me tell you something. I am going to show you. I am so excited about this episode because I'm about to give you something that really only our Plus members get this type of training at Terry Wilson 3.com, and I'm giving it to everyone on the podcast today for free. I am going to show you how you can make money, whether your client says yes or no. I'm going to give you some techniques right now that it's going to take the pressure off. You're no longer going to feel like, oh my gosh, if I don't close this deal, I'm not going to make any money. Or, man, I've really got to sharpen this, and I've got to sharpen that, and I got to get better. I got to become more persuasive. I got to become smoother in my speech. I've got to learn more. I've got to do more. I got to do. No. I'm going to take all the pressure off right now, and I'm going to give you some just basic techniques on how, if you will implement these in your business, whether you're a member at TerryWilson3.com or not, you are going to be wildly successful. I'm going to show you how you can literally take the pressure off yourself and your client in the client-consultant sales relationship so that your clients no longer are just clients, but they're fans. They're people that enjoy you coming around because they know they're going to get value from you being around and talking and engaging a conversation with them because they don't feel like there's this pressure that they have to buy anything. Man, wouldn't that be cool? I read a survey once that said that the number one fear that every single person had in this poll, the number one fear was the fear of public speaking. Number two fear was death. And I think Jerry Seinfeld's got one a bit about, more people would rather be in their funeral than speak at their funeral. That's what that survey says. I mean, it's hilarious when you start to think about it. But if you really break it down, it's the same reason so many people think that they could never go into business for themselves. They could never be an entrepreneur because they automatically assume you've got to be this rock star, superstar salesperson, or it just won't work out. And the fear that that brings to people sometimes is paralyzing. It's the old adage, paralysis because of analysis. They've analyzed this thing the wrong way. They've analyzed it the wrong way. They think that, man, if I'm just not this rock star persuasive person, there's no way that I could ever make money for myself, working for myself, doing something on my own. I could never create my own value out in the marketplace because that requires me getting out there and creating this thing. And then what if people say no? And, I don't want to get out in front of people like that. It's just, and they get this thing of intimidation. Well, if that's you today, I have got some good news. If you're not there, if you say, Terry, I'm not afraid of anything. I'm a 20, 30, 40, 50 year old veteran in sales and in marketing and entrepreneurship, but I would love to know how to make money when people say no. Well, either camp that you're in, buckle up because you're about to hear something that you may have not ever thought about. So let's get right into this. There's three steps to making money from clients, even if they say no, especially when they say no. And follow me on this because at first it's not going to make sense or it's going to sound oversimplistic in some instances, but I'm going to tie it all together. I'm going to show you why it all works together and why if you'll do this, regardless if they say, when you throw out the obligating question, hey, does this sound right for you today? Are you want to do this? Or are you ready to take it to the next level? Whatever your close is, sometimes there's yes or no questions, what they call closed-end questions. Sometimes it has to be open-end questions. I'm not getting into the methodology today and closing strategies and all that. I'm just talking about, you know, you're the sales professional or you've taken enough training. You understand that you've got to close someone. How do you take the pressure off that close? How do you take the pressure off the fact that if they say no, you're still going to make money? Well, let's get into it. Number one, up front, at the very outset, when you are establishing a relationship with your prospect, that is someone that you're trying to convert to into just not a someone that fits the, you know, the demographic or the avatar of the people that would most likely need, want, desire, and could afford your product, good, or service, but you want to take them from that camp and you want to put them over here as a client. Before you do that, before you ever think of them as a client, before you ever think of them as anything else, establish the relationship as a relationship of consulting. Don't put yourself in a position in their mind by the way you talk, the way you carry yourself, the way you ask questions, as this is a sales relationship, more of a consulting relationship. And let me explain how that works. And I'm going to use my world as an example, my business. I'm in the opportunity space. I help people onboard and start a business. So it's sort of like I'm selling a business opportunity, a job opportunity for people who want to take it to the next level, right? Well, when I talk to them, the first thing I'm going to tell them right up front in my world, and then I'm going to show some illustrations how if you're in insurance and real estate and other sales, you can do this exact same thing. But in my world, the first thing I'm going to tell them is, listen, this may or may not be right for you. And before you can onboard with us, before you take the next step, both you and I have to decide together that this is the right step for you. And if it's not, here's the thing. I am going to show you other ways outside of my business that may be a better fit for you. And don't worry, I get paid to send you there just as well. So I am incentivized, Mr. Client, to help you either way. Hey, this is Terry. Just give a little pause for the calls here and thank our sponsors. You've heard me say it many times. Earners are learners, leaders are readers. If you want to go to the next level, you have to grow the next level. And the way you do that is surrounding yourself with great content. And we give you really good content, free content from some of your favorite authors and writers such as Tony Robbins, Gary Vaynerchuk, John Maxwell, you name it. They're over at terrywilson3.com/training. We have free audiobooks from Audibles. I've got training that I have done myself, and we have some training that's going to cost you as well, but we've got a lot of free stuff over there. So go to terrywilson3.com/training and get you some great resources to take your business, your money, your life to the next level.
Yes, Terry, this is Debbie Smart calling. I wanted to thank you for all your help since I became a franchise with your system. I have made 2 sales in a little over a week, and I've got like 2 to 3 people pending right now. So it's very, very exciting. I've never sold anything in my life. I work with people, but never sold anything in my life. You have spent so much time helping me, been so patient with me. It's unbelievable. Thank you very, very much.
And now, back to our show with Terry Wilson.
Thanks, Chris. So just to recap, because we're going into the break, when I establish that relationship in my own world, the first thing I'm going to do so I don't get pigeonholed as just a salesperson in their mind, but a consultant, someone that's going to help them regardless, is I'm going to let them know, listen, Mr. or Mrs., you know, prospect, we'll call them Mr. or Mrs. Smith, I want you to know that the only way that you can onboard with us, the only way you can engage in our product, good, or service in this world, it would be them onboarding as a member so that I could train them, give them the tools so that they can start growing their existing business or starting a business. That's my business. I'm using it as an illustration. But I would tell them the only way that that's going to happen is both you and I agree that it's the best thing for you, because the worst thing that could ever happen in my world, and I tell them this, is you on board with my system, you start using my platform, you start using my tools, my teaching, my training, my technology, and then 3 months down the road, it didn't work out, you had a bad experience, you're not happy, I'm not happy because you're wearing me out because it's not clicking, and then it's just a bad experience for both of us. So I want to prevent that. And here's what I'm going to do, Mr. and Mrs. Client. I want you to know up front, I get paid whether you on board with me or not. I can send you to other, because you're going to fill out this survey and we're going to do a little bit of background analysis here. We're going to do a little needs analysis, if you will. And we're going to see where you're coming from, the content or the context of your work career, what your goals are, where you want to go in life, what are your skill sets currently that you've got. I'm going to find that out. And if it's not a fit here, I've got other companies that I can refer you to that's outside of what I do, and they will pay me as a recruiter to send you there. And so you're going to get a better opportunity than maybe what I could afford or offer you for you coming on here. And I'm going to get paid. You're going to get a better thing. So before we ever get in started in this conversation, I want you to know, Mr. and Mrs. Client, that I am here to help you and get you matched up with the best deal. I am paid to do that, whether it's with me or someone else. See, what that does right then is it brings down this barrier. Oh God, he's trying to sell me something, because I'm really not. And see, for them, that's what it does. For me, it takes the pressure off, because I have set up a system in my own business, and that's what I'm trying to show you. You can do that, whatever business you're in. If you're in insurance, you could do the same thing, Mr. and Mrs. Client. I'm going to show you what I offer here. But, you know, maybe I don't have the best health insurance plan, dental plan, vision plan, you know, property and casualty, health, life, dental, whatever. But I'm going to show you what I offer, and then I'm going to show you what other people offer, and let the best company win. And there's ways that you can do that and get paid. That's one of the things we show our Plus members, how you get paid to be the Ford and the Chevrolet dealer. So it's really not fair, because at that point, you are no longer selling, but you're consulting. And that's why we call all of our members consultants. They're trainers, because they no longer have to feel like this pressure that they have to sell something. Otherwise, they're not going to make money, because they make money regardless. So when you first establish the relationship, establish it as a consulting relationship, not a sales relationship. So you're going to be able to give them options outside of your business. You're going to be able to share the pros and cons of your product. See, one of the things it does for me is I can be bare bone honest. I don't have to try to cover up warts, because every business has warts. Every opportunity, every product, everything has good and bad. And anybody that tells you there's not a downside to something, they're lying to you. And that's why so many salespeople fail, because they don't have the rapport and authority that they need to have to be persuasive, because you can see through them. They're trying to cover up something. It's not that they're necessarily trying to be deceptive. They're just trying to do right by their product, their business, and they're trying to put the best face forward. Well, when you have set up a system and a situation where you're going to get paid regardless, then it takes the pressure off. Man, business is fun. So you can give them the pros and the cons. And I love doing that. You know, Robert Kennedy said, hang a lantern on your problem, brag about it. And so I tell them, listen, one of our biggest strength is our biggest weakness. Our biggest strength is we're so diverse. It doesn't matter what skill set you have. It doesn't matter what talents you have. It doesn't matter what background you have. It doesn't matter what motivation you have. You can get in our business and go in multiple ways, multiple industries, doing it different ways. And whether it be in sales, non-sales, whether it be coaching and training, or just, you know, consulting. I mean, you can do it 100 different ways and make money. That's the upside to our business. The downside, it is so diverse at times. You can get just enamored. You can get drunk on all the opportunity and just spin around in circles and go nowhere. That's why we always tell our new members and new recruits, stay focused. Follow one course until successful. So hang a lantern on your problems. Still under number one, establishing a consulting relationship. Offer more information than you normally would. There's a lot of times, you know as well as I do, that you hold back on a lot of information. You don't share everything you know, because why? You're scared they're going to go off and go to company B and take the very information you shared, and now, you know, company B, because they're $2 cheaper, is going to win that account, because people are not scrupulous a lot of times. They're just, you know, it's cutthroat. They're going to cut you out of the thing just to save a few pennies. Well, setting it up this way, where they go with you or go with another company, we can show you through our Plus membership package and train you how you can get connected in insurance and real estate, in any market, any industry, how you can sell what you've got and offer other products and still make money. 90 degrees and freezing out here on
my own. I can't shake this feeling. Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com.
If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at terrywilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.